Everton Malazi after we get through to the pastor. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I've been trying for several times. There was no sound.
Oh, yes, I couldn't hear you as well. All right. Our question for today, I'm hoping you know our question. If God is just, why do bad things happen to good people, Mfundisi?
Yeah, that's a very difficult question. However, we know that our God is just based on the judgment that he's going to bring upon the world later on. So before that time of the judgment, the fact that God is just cannot really have evidence in this life. We see evidence there and there where he's blessing us, where he's saving us from the dangers and in many other things. However, the word itself implies that there must be justice that is applied. So for him to begin by judging before anything happens, really, it will also be unjust. Therefore, he has to let things happen and let bad things happen to good people. But later on at the end, when the righteous judge brings his judgment, then even those bad things that are coming upon us, we will be rewarded for them if we have been justified. But then really, it just has to happen. There's no other way for his justice to be vindicated in any other way.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That's a lovely short answer. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, that is Pastor Themba Masina. If God is just, why do bad things happen to good people? My goodness, that's a very interesting answer. Okay, I love it. Thank you very much for this. Actually, it's plaguing my mind as we speak.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.